Welcome to Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio.
shine at last in Jesus abiding above. His dear arms around me are lovingly clasped. How sweetly he dealt his love. The danger, the tempest forever is o'er. My anchor is holding, I'm safe evermore. What gladness, what rapture is mine. The water's receding, the danger is past. I'm feeling so happy, I'm anchored at last. I'm anchored in love divine. He saw me in danger and lovingly came to pilot my stormy young soul. Sweet peace he has offered and blessed his dear name. The billows no longer roll. The danger, the tempest forever is o'er. My anchor is holding, I'm safe evermore. What gladness, what rapture is mine. The water's receding, the danger is past. I'm feeling so happy, I'm anchored at last. I'm anchored in love divine. His love shall control me through life and through death. How sweetly I'll trust till the end. I'll praise him each hour and my last dying breath shall sing of my soul's best friend. The danger, the tempest forever is o'er. My anchor is holding, I'm safe evermore. What gladness, what rapture is mine. The waters receding, the danger is past. I'm feeling so happy, I'm anchored at last. I'm anchored in love divine. I'm anchored in love divine.
Princes bend the knee and kings their glory bring.
Alleluia.
The Lord in Zion reign, and who's so great as he? The depths of earth are in his hands. He rules the mighty. Oh, crown his name with honor and let his standard wave till distant isles beyond the deep shall own his power to save. The Lord in Zion reign, these arms to him. Temple gates and fill his courts with song. Beneath his royal banner, let every creature fall. Exalt the King of heaven and earth and crown him Lord of all. Exalt the
Jesus, my Jesus. desire, nor stature in my brother's eyes. I pray it's said about my life that I live more to build your name than mine.
For the cause of Christ.
I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder. displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God is Son, not sparing, sent Him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, He bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration, and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God, and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters.
Of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, "Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last."
I must lift my voice. He is the one God, Jehovah Almighty. I'll sing his praises, I'll ever rejoice.
Whenever I think of his mercy extended from heaven to this earth below, I am amazed he was willing to save me and pay every debt that I owe. There is no way I could ever repay all the love he has given to me.
So I'll worship his majesty, sing to his glory, I'll praise him for eternity. I will sing praise to the King of all glory, to the Lord of creation. I must lift my voice. He is the one God, Jehovah Almighty. I'll sing his praises, I'll ever rejoice.
Sometimes I feel I'm unworthy to praise him in my eyes. I am so small, but if I decided to wait to feel worthy, I might never praise him at all. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord for salvation and his matchless grace.
So I'll worship his majesty, sing to his glory, I'll praise him for all of my days. We'll sing praise to the King of all glory, to the Lord of creation. I must lift my voice. He is the one God, Jehovah Almighty. I'll sing his praises, I'll ever rejoice. I will sing praise to the King of all glory, to the Lord of creation. I must lift my voice. He is the one God, Jehovah Almighty. I'll sing his praises, I'll ever rejoice. I'll sing his praises, I'll ever rejoice.
In the dark and all alone, growing comfortable, are you too scared to move? Walk out of this tomb, buried underneath the lies that you believed, safe and sound, stuck in the ground, too lost to be found. You're just asleep, and it's time to leave. Come on, rise up, take a breath, you're alive now. Can't you hear the voice of Jesus calling us out from the grave?
Calling us out from the grave like Lazarus, rise up, rise up. washes sin away. Now the door is open wide, and the stone's been rolled aside. The old is gone, the light has come, so come on and rise up. Take a breath, you're alive now. Can't you hear the voice of Jesus calling us out from the grave like Lazarus? You're brand new, the power of death couldn't hold you. Can't you hear the voice of Jesus calling us out from the grave like Lazarus? Rise up, rise up, rise up, out from the grave like Lazarus.
He's calling us to come out of the dark.
From the dark,
he's giving us new resurrected,
brand new hearts.
He's calling us to walk out.
What a privilege to come into God's presence, just to linger with the one who set me free. As I lift my eyes and see his awesome glory, I remember who he is and bow the knee. Bow the knee. King of all the ages, bow the knee. God alone on his throne, see him high and lifted up, and bow the knee. Kneel before him, all adore him. As you live to love him more, bow the knee.
In his hand he holds the power of creation. With his voice he spoke, and all things came to be. Yet he hears each simple prayer I bring before him. When I humbly seek his face and bow the knee.
Bow the knee, bow the knee. He is King of all the ages, bow the knee. God alone on his throne, see him high and lifted up, and bow the knee. Kneel before him, all adore him. As you to love him more, bow the knee, bow the knee.
shall I see Jesus and reign with him above, and shall hear the trumpet sound in that morning, and from the flowing fountain drink everlasting love, and shall hear the trumpet sound in that morning. Oh, shout glory, I shall mount above the skies when I hear the trumpet sound in that morning. Gird on the gospel armor of faith and hope and love, and you'll hear the trumpet sound in that morning. And when the combat's ended, he'll carry you above, and you'll hear the trumpet sound in that morning. Oh, shout glory, I shall mount above the skies when I hear the trumpet sound in that morning. Our ears shall hear with gladness the host of heaven sing, and shall hear the trumpet sound in that morning. Our tongues shall speak the glories of our immortal King, and shall hear the trumpet sound in that morning. Oh, shout glory, I shall mount above the skies when I hear the trumpet sound in that morning. Oh, shout glory, I shall mount above the skies when I hear the trumpet sound in that morning.
You've been listening to Songs of Praise, a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays his power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Harold Harker.
This story is entitled The Mysterious Invitation. Isaiah 6 and verse 8 says, "Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, Here am I, send me." I arrived at the community of Ramon Castillo. It was a new community formed by six families. I went there to share the gospel message. When I initially was invited to visit and teach in this village, I received an official letter from the chief of the community calling me to go and teach them, Mr. Eli Davila Lopez, missionary of the Adventist Church. "We would like to invite you to come to Ramon Castillo because we also would like to be Christians, and we want you to teach us the Word of God." It was signed by the chief of the community. When I arrived, it seemed as if they'd been waiting for me. I said, "I am Eli Davila. I have come." "Very good, teacher. Welcome." Because I was a teacher for many years, at times people call me teacher. For me, it was normal. In reality, they were receiving me as the teacher that was to arrive. They did not know that I wasn't him, but a missionary. So when I told them, "I have received your invitation, and here I am, happy to teach the Word of God," they stared at me, perplexed. "You're not the teacher who is coming to teach our children?" "No, teacher, no. I am the missionary that you have invited to come here." They began to ask, "Who invited you if you're not the teacher?" I showed them my letter of invitation. "Oh," one man said, looking at the letter, "this person isn't the chief of our community. He is a drunk." The Lord called in a mysterious way. They were waiting for a teacher that the government had sent, and not some missionary with a letter who says he has arrived to teach them the word of God. They received the teacher that the Lord had sent instead. I spoke with them and was able to be with them for almost 2 weeks. We studied the lessons from the Bible study series Fader Jesus in both the mornings and the afternoons as they requested. We concluded, and I was able to give most of this small village certificates for having studied all 20 Bible lessons. They accepted all the things that the Word of God was teaching them. They ask that I always stop by their village when I make my rounds of this district, believing they have only just begun as followers of Christ. The most interesting thing that occurred during this visit was that there was a 5 or 6 year old boy in the village who had not spoken since birth. He was completely mute. But one day, while we were studying about prayer, I ended, as always, praying with all who had been studying, when this little boy strongly said, "Amen." Everyone said in their local language, "What happened?" I did not understand what they had said, so I looked at my wife, who speaks their native language of Shipibo, and asked what they were talking about, because I could see they were upset. She told me they were saying he was mute, and now he says, "Amen." Afterward, I was really interested in knowing the truth, and they told me that he doesn't speak. But from then on, at the end of every prayer, he was the first to say "Amen," and he said it strongly. Later, he began to speak with his parents as well. It seemed like it was a dream. But finally, thinking about the great things that the Lord is doing, I reaffirmed in my mind that indeed He is working miracles even now. A reflection associated with this story comes from Thoughts for the Man of Blessing, page 108. But before that coming, Jesus said, "This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations," Matthew 24:14. His kingdom will not come until the good tidings of His grace have been carried to all the earth. Hence, as we give ourselves to God and win other souls to Him, we hasten the coming of His kingdom. Only those who devote themselves to His service, saying, "Here am I, send me," from Isaiah 6:8, to open blind eyes, to turn men from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified, they alone pray in sincerity, "Thy kingdom come." This story, The Mysterious Invitation, was written by Christopher Borcherding, the local director for Peru Projects. This experience, told by Eli, the Bible worker, took place in June 2014. For more information, you can look at peruprojects.com.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
Yeah, it's all too often said that there are no miracles performed these days. Well, I'd like to challenge this idea with my story. I thought we were supposed to smoke. Welcome to Miracles in the 21st Century. I'm Bo Gallagher. Now, when I was very young, I always remember my parents smoke like chimneys, and I always remember times like I was in the car with my brother, and it was winter, and my mum and dad would have the windows up, and I was like, oh, you know, me and my brother in the back going, "Oh, mum, could you please, like, you know, open the window up a little bit?" And they're like, "Oh, okay, I'll open it up like an inch." And, you know, so, like back then, it was very, like, common to, just smoke in the house, and there was no, like, you know, horrible judgments on people that smoked, like, everywhere. Like, you could smoke inside. It didn't matter where it was. And the kids just had to wear that kind of stuff and, you know, unhealthily get exposed to the chemicals all day. And so I thought you grew up, when you grew up, that you smoked. And I thought I was old enough. I thought I was old enough by, I guess, 8. I think I was in, was it 8 or 10? I think it was. I was in year 5. I started smoking, and I remember someone asking me recently, it's like, oh, that never smoked, and said, they asked me, how long until you get addicted? And I said, well, it depends on, I guess, your, your parents and, the people in your family, because, some people have got addictive personalities and, can get addicted quite quickly. And I guess, like I said to him, I said, look, I felt like a cigarette the next day at the same time I had my first cigarette ever. So I gather, like, I was had a very addictive personality. And by the next day, around the same time, I had cravings for a cigarette. And from there on, like at 10, I smoked quite heavily. It was easy for me to get cigarettes. I could just take a pack from my mum's carton and off I went. And there's a lot of things in my life where I had a lot of horrible addictive personality, and that kind of come from my mum's side, I believe. And the reason I'm sharing this story is because, like, I've had a lot of miracles in my life, but God knows that this miracle of him taking away cigarettes, the craving for cigarettes, was a personal one for me and a big one for me. And look, I was smoking for most of my life, like 30 years or so, a pack a day or more. And I, from probably 25 to 40. I think, when did I stop? I stopped when I was 40, 45, I think. so, 25 to 45, I was smoking heavily. And I tried to quit from 25. So I was on nicotine replacement, and then I'll get over the hard bit and then pick it up again. Like, when it was easy, I could get through the hard bit, but when it became easy, that's when the temptation would creep in. And this kept going for years and years. And I went to the doctor about it. I went on this medication called Champix, where it's supposed to have stopped the cravings, and it kind of did, but I could never last more than a few months. Which is funny because, I could get over this hard struggle, and then when things become easy, I would crumble and, pick up a cigarette. And it always just took that one. And I knew that. The enemy would knew how to get to me too. Like, he would get to a point where he would implant in my head that I'm not good enough, and I'm destined to just smoke and do all these things, and then I'll just pick up again. So, like, the miracle around this is that when I was a few years ago, I got on my knees and I asked God for a fighting chance, and never prayed so hard in my life. He talked to me quite a lot. And he got rid of a lot of things, but this cigarette thing was really something that really touched my heart, because I remember I was going to get on nicotine placement patches again, and I just remember hearing this small voice telling me, saying, "No, trust me, just talk to me, just look at me instead." And I did. I said, "Okay, I won't go on any nicotine replacement." And I didn't, and from that day on, I never craved a cigarette again. And for me, this is a very personal one, because my mum died of lung cancer and pancreatic cancer, and I knew how she struggled all through her life with cigarettes, and I thought I was going down the same track, to the point where I had the same kind of symptoms. I had when I got on my knees, I had a lung embolism, and I was had clots in my lungs, and emphysema as well. I was struggling with, because I was a spray painter as well. So it wasn't looking good, and God just I just remember that small still voice saying, just trust me, just don't worry about the patches, I've got you, you know. And he did. So I just praise God for this, and I'll just read you a verse that I like in regards to this. It's Jeremiah 17:14. Oh Lord, if you heal me, I will be truly healed. If you save me, I'll be truly saved. My praises are for you alone. And they are. Like, I am so grateful for what he's done in my life, and I continue to be have the same gratitude every day when I wake up. So thank you, God, for giving me that miracle, and ultimately it's your victory. So I just praise you for that.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.